We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alex Tuck, Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins. They'll gain the line. Cousins brought down, lost an edge. Take your pick. Fans say he was brought down. Here's Tage Thompson at the line. Can't keep it in. Romanoff comes out of the box. He's got a partial break. Thompson takes the lane away. Save made by Luukkonen.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you as we get you a mini show before another Sabres pregame. Getting started at 11:30, Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton, Pat Malacaro joining in along the fray as the Sabres take on the Detroit Red Wings this afternoon. 12:30 faceoff in Detroit, which starts a lengthy road trip for them. Five games outside of Buffalo and a chance to get to within 1 point of the wild card. And again, I just have to say this. And it's something that I really thought about yesterday that it kind of just sings to me at my core of what the best part about the potential of them putting it together is. It has nothing to do with actually breaking the drought. It has nothing to do with even being in a chase. It just has everything to do with the fans having fun. And I love the chaos goblins that are Sabres Twitter. We cannot get enough of this team when they actually show some sort of competence. Last year, that playoff race just became the way to hook us in. And now we just want more of that. We want more of a team that is entertaining, that is going to be at least a factor in the playoff race. And if they break the drought, we all want that. And yes, this year we'll be a little more upset about it. Like last year, them missing the playoffs was, all right, well, it was a hell of a time. And it was last year. It was a great time. It was a wacky time to be a Sabres fan because you thought to yourself, oh my God, they could actually do it. It took a miraculous run and Devin Levi showing up to give them something in net. Now that's not even the biggest question. You don't have a question in net. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is, and I am not kidding when I say this, deserving of Vezina votes. That is just the reality of the situation. You cannot have a guy in the top five in goals against, top 10 in save percentage. If they break the playoff drought with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen playing the way that he has, give him the dang trophy. Because it's so easy to write a narrative. The Sabres made the playoffs. They broke their playoff drought. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was a major reason why. Okay, yeah, let's give it to him. Because he will need to keep playing at this level in order for them to make it. Not that the Sabres have shown to be incompetent without him in. We're just so used to him playing. You're not seeing Eric Comrie very often. You're seeing UPL, and it's all UPL. In this stretch again of these past 12 games, you saw Comrie once, and it was a loss in Nashville. Now UPL is just the guy. He is the guy this year. And what a flip of a story for him. A player that everyone was ready to write off, and I can't say that I wasn't one of them. I will admit it. But he kind of reminded us maybe it's too soon to give up on a 25-year-old player, especially a goaltender. Lukanen has been downright disgusting. 5 shutouts on the year. That's 1 back from the lead for the season. And again, the major piece to why you suddenly have hope as a Sabres fan again. It is a sick twist of fate, because if we got this Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen last year, the Sabres are a playoff team. It's not even do they make it, or okay, maybe they're like wild card 2. No, they probably take a spot, and you're probably seeing Toronto in the first round if he played like this last year. Now, you're looking at a team that has needed scoring, but consistently has been getting it as of late. But more importantly, you're now not dealing with an anchor on defense. You instead traded for a piece that could become the hero of modern Sabres day in Bowen Byram. I know that there are plenty of hockey trades that happen where it is a win-win for teams. I mean, even with the struggles that Tage Thompson's had this year, like, yeah, St. Louis still has the better of that deal. But Buffalo's kind of gotten their piece of it as well with how Thompson has been playing, how Ryan Johnson is now coming into the scene. So Buffalo's kind of getting their end of the deal now from the Ryan O'Reilly trade. However, there's still a clear winner in that, and that's the team that hoisted a cup. With Colorado and Buffalo, yeah, Colorado very well could be a team that goes and wins the cup, and Casey Mittelstadt could be a reason why, because that's center depth for a team that desperately needed it. But you can't tell me right now that every single Colorado fan and Buffalo fan is not looking at each other, nodding in approval, going, okay, I'm sad to see my guy go, but I love what you've given us. And then there are plenty of people that are just like, okay, good, that Casey Mittelstadt's gone. Bowen Byram's awesome. But again, even when it hurt to trade Casey Mittelstadt away for plenty of the fan base to see Mittelstadt go, it's like, oh man, I didn't want to see him go. He's finally starting to look like a solid player. The way that Bowen Byram has shown up, everyone can immediately not worry about it. 5 points in 4 games for Bowen Byram. And he's been unconscious. He's got more goals than full practices with this team, from what I can at least recall here, based on the practice reports and what Paul would say with us. Like, he hasn't even gotten a full, like, he never got a full practice in when he first arrived here. It was just go. And go he has. Bowen Byram has been fantastic and able to wake his career up a little bit. Because things started to wane a little bit with him in his time at Colorado. And now, well, you're seeing a guy who's just more than happy to be here and getting a fresh start. His time on ice in these 4 games in Buffalo is already over 24 minutes. So they clearly trust him with Rasmus Dahlin. Left-handed shot, so you could put Dahlin on the right. And something has happened with Dahlin that we kind of remember now. A lot of people would see, like, okay, maybe there's going to be a future one day where you could see Owen Power paired with Rasmus Dahlin in, like, this crucial moment in a game. And Dahlin's most typical partner had become Matias Samuelsson, at least through a large chunk of last year. Henry Jokiharju has been with him. So now Dahlin has something that is in his entire time in Buffalo he hasn't had. A fellow goblin. a guy who can go full bore with you, attack offensively, and have the speed to get back defensively. You have a player. I'm not saying that Bowen Byram is Rasmus Dahlin. Let's just stop that first. But you have a player that is aggressive like him and has the movement to get back. And that might be the best thing you could ever give Rasmus Dahlin, is a player that understands him in the way that he goes. That's what you're looking at right now. Bowen Byram, fourth overall pick in 2019. So obviously he's got the decorum. He's got the pedigree. And it's not like he hasn't played to that potential. It's just been a matter of, can he get a full season healthy? And that is his only concern right now. But Buffalo is not going to apologize for what they have just acquired, because this team needed that true upgrade on defense. And now you're looking at a future core, at least for now, of Dahlin, Power, Byram. Samuelson can play into the mix. Yogi Haru can play into the mix. But there it is. You have three guys that you can probably more reliably trust as the years go on now. And the signs were there about Casey Mittelstadt. Like, they didn't get him an extension. They were still kind of like not quite there, fully committing, yada, yada, yada. And what do you get now? Well, now you get... now you get a guy that you're probably going to be able to sign on a longer-term basis to fit as a top-four fixture on your defense. Because you could have realistically given Casey Mittelstadt a contract extension. Now you can do it with Bowen Byram instead. And that part's going to be huge. But you cannot dismiss the immediate impact that Byram has given you through just four games. Even in the game that they lost against Nashville, you could see he was wired a little differently. People looked at that game against Nashville, that first power play that he took with them, and how he's constantly moving and he's used to a power play with a lot of movement, and the Sabres play a lot to the outside. Now it kind of looks like his energy's fed off of onto them a little bit. And Bowen Byram is used to a guy like Nathan MacKinnon probably yelling at him to go move, 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 move. But you cannot dismiss the immediate impact that has happened. Does it hurt trading your leading point producer this year? Yeah, of course it does. Well, at the time of the deal, I should say. Dahlin obviously has overtaken Mittelstadt since being traded. But again, I don't think anyone's going to complain about what's been going on. I wish Casey Mittelstadt all the best in Colorado. But it was clear that it was time for a bit of a shakeup. And the only way I wanted to see Casey Mittelstadt traded was for exactly what you're getting right now in Bowen Byram. A clear upgrade at defense and a clear chance to solidify your top four. And give Dahlin or Power a better player to skate with. And you're seeing it right away. I'm so excited for what the rest of this season is going to pan out now, because there's no way you can look at it otherwise. There's no other way you can look at it otherwise. Because think about this defensively. You have been liberated from Eric Johnson, a player that really did become quite the punching bag for this team. But you could see it on the ice. It wasn't just how he was playing. It was how uncomfortable other players were with him on the ice. And it's tough for a player that's getting maybe 14 minutes on the blue line to be such a negative impact, but you would see it in some of these games. You would see him just straight up be one of the reasons that you are struggling. But this gives an opportunity for a guy like Owen Power to more consistently play with Yoki Haru, who's been at his most responsible this year. How often have we talked about Henry Yoki Haru? Not nearly enough. And that is more or less because he's transformed himself this year into, I'm not going to say Tony Lidman, but like a kind of player like that where if you didn't hear about him, it was a good thing. He's not an offensive dynamo, so to say, but he's steadied up this year. He has steadied his presence to where he's not a liability like he was last year. Jacob Bryson was clearly, apparently, an upgrade over Eric Johnson. And it took Johnson finally sitting in games leading up to the trade deadline to finally see this. Because this is where they started getting consistent again. Eric Johnson was not on the dang ice. And I know it sounds mean, but he shows up in Philadelphia and they get pumped 4 goose in the first period. And he's on the ice for 2 of them already. He's on a penalty kill against Toronto where 3 players don't have a stick and he's up wandering up the ice. Thanks for trying, but I'm happy that you're playing somewhere else. And that has further impacted the rest of this defensive core in a positive manner. They trade Kyle Okposo, a captain that has been here for a majority of this drought. And that's not entirely on one player. And it's definitely not going to be something I blame him for because he suffered a terrible sequence of injuries. And I'm grateful that the man even gutted it out for the rest of his contract. I will be grateful for Kyle Okposo and his character. It's unfortunate that he could not give the production that his contract had demanded. And if it was up to him, I know that that would be different. But circumstances changed that for him. So I do wish the best for Kyle Okposo. And I will wish well for Eric Johnson. I'm just happier that he is not on the team than I am about, say, Okposo. And the team kind of understood at this point that trading the captain was their fault. And it's something that they even said about the Mittelstadt trade, the Okposo trade, was that they were not meeting expectations. Players get traded. That's on us. And you're now seeing a little bit of a spark from this team that it just looks different. And now here we are, sitting here with a chance to see the Sabres 1 point out of a wild card spot again. Now, when you look at playoff odds, well, we can talk about playoff odds, but we'll talk about that coming up next. You know I got to laugh at people in the sports world, and we'll turn to football for the Booty Cheek of the Week. That's coming up next here. Derek Kramer on a Sports Talk Saturday miniature edition, heading into Sabres and Red Wings at 12:30 right here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.